Well, you've probably heard the saying, you know what happens when you assume? You make an assumption. I don't know what you all were thinking. But when you assume, you make an assumption. And only Mary does that. So today we celebrate the solemnity of the Assumption of our Blessed Mother into heaven. That Mary was assumed, body and soul, drawn up into heaven. Now, there's no biblical account of this in the Bible. You'd be right to say there's no account in Scripture that talks about Mary's assumption into heaven. But where this doctrine, this teaching of the Assumption comes from, is it's in looking at Mary's role in salvation history, her relationship to Jesus Christ, and people meditating on that profound mystery of what that is and drawing out the implications of that. That Mary was so intimately bound to Christ, that Christ, the profound mystery of the incarnation, is that God became flesh. That God took on flesh and blood and entered into the world. And that Mary had a very intimate part in that. That God entered the world through her humanity and drew his humanity from her upon himself. That he drew his flesh and blood from Mary. And so since in meditating and praying over this mystery from the beginning of Christianity, Christians have realized Mary's profound, intimate connection with all this, so that it makes sense that the Lord then, who bore his own humanity up into heaven, that he would then bear his flesh and blood mother with him into heaven, that she would be assumed, her who was so intimately bound with Christ's own flesh and blood. There's this prayer that we pray, the Hail Holy Queen, we often pray at the end of the rosary. There's that line in there that we say, Hail Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Now, when I was younger, I used to really struggle with that line. Especially talking to my Protestant friends, I'd say, you know, Jesus is my life and my sweetness and my hope. Not Mary. Jesus is my life and sweetness and hope. How can we say that Mary is our life and sweetness and our hope? But we have to remember that everything that Mary is, and everything we say about Mary, and everything she is and has become, is because of Jesus Christ. Because of his love for her, his work in and through her, his choosing of her. Everything we understand about Mary is because of Jesus Christ. So when we call Mary our life, our sweetness, and our hope, it's because for us we see in her what we hope to become, the life we hope to have, and the sweetness of that hope. That we look to Mary, assumed body and soul into heaven, that in her intimate connection with Christ's flesh and blood, we hope to be drawn up there as well, to share in that resurrection of the body. As we say in the Apostles' Creed, I believe in the resurrection of the body. That when we die and pass from this world, yes, our bodies are buried on the ground here, but we pass on to the next life. But we believe that at the end of all things, in the last final day of judgment, that there will be the final resurrection, when our bodies will be resurrected and glorified and reunited. The resurrection of the body. And so that we see in Mary the foretaste of that hope, of being assumed body and soul to share in the life of heaven. And so, just as Mary shares in the flesh and blood of Christ, that Christ drew from that, so us, when we gather here in the Eucharist, this Eucharistic celebration that we celebrate, we take on that same, the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ. And that we hope to be intimately bound to his flesh and blood, his body, into heaven with him, as we look to that hope of Mary's assumption. Last Sunday, I also talked about how the Eucharist is also the place that we are spiritually drawn to the foot of the cross, to the very place where Christ gave his life for us. That every time we come to the Eucharistic celebration, we are drawn there spiritually to the foot of that cross. And of course, who stands at the foot of that cross looking to Christ with us but Mary, his mother? And it's on that cross that Jesus said to the beloved disciple, who is the Apostle John, but also the representative of all beloved disciples, all of us, he said to him, "Behold your mother," and to her, "Behold your son." And we've been entrusted to her motherly care, especially at the foot of the cross. That when we come to the foot of the cross, it's her who teaches us how to be there at the foot of the cross, how to look at Christ crucified on the cross, and how to love him and to receive his love for us. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, before she started the Missionaries of Charity, she was a nun in the Loreto Order, who were especially specialized in school teaching. She was a school teacher. But it was through having a prayer experience, this mystical experience of Christ on the cross and his words on the cross, "I thirst," that she saw not merely as a proclaiming of his physical thirst, but his deep, thirsting, yearning love for each and every one of us. Her yearning love, his yearning love, especially for those who feel unloved, those who do not know love in their lives, those who are poor, those who are rejected. And it was from this mystical experience that led her to leave her current order and start this new order, the Missionaries of Charity, whose mission it was to bring this thirsting love of Christ to the world. And Mother Teresa had it that every single chapel of her sisters, of the Missionaries of Charity, would write those words of Christ on the wall, "I thirst," painted on every wall of every chapel of the Missionaries of Charity, to bring that thirsting love to the world. But Mother Teresa also realized that Mary had an intimate part in this whole thing of being at the foot of the cross and helping her understand this fullness of the thirsting love of Christ, how to be there at the foot of the cross. Mother Teresa writes, "Our Lady was the first person to hear Jesus' cry from the cross of those words, 'I thirst.' Because Our Lady was there on Calvary, she knows how real, how deep his longing for you and for the poor. But do we know? Do we feel as she? Ask her to teach us. Her role is to bring you face to face, as John and Magdalene, with the love in the heart of Jesus Christ crucified. Our Lady pleads with you. Listen to Jesus' thirst." So this profound mystery that we celebrate today, the mystery of Mary's Assumption, is intimately present with us in these Eucharistic mysteries we celebrate, in this Eucharistic worship. As we live, as we take on the body and blood of Christ, as we take on his flesh and blood and stand at the foot of the cross. So it's Mary who teaches us to live into the fullness of that mystery, to live out into the fullness and to know his thirsting love for us and to bear that thirsting love into the world. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.